For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. After nearly a year under the cloud of the pandemic and politics, the holiday season is a long-awaited arrival. Caleb Suggs with WKNO and the Institute for Public Service Reporting recently paid a visit to the first stop on many a Yuletide journey, a Christmas tree lot.
It even smells like Christmas here, standing between a couple of freshly cut seven-footers while talking to Michaela McDaniel.
It's been a tough year, a stressful year, and Christmas makes me happy, so I needed it sooner.
Even if Christmas is kind of her job, Michaela's mom, Lori McDaniel, runs Country Gardens at the Agri Center. It's a nursery that turns into a Christmas tree lot every November. Lori noticed that before Thanksgiving, people were already on the lookout for some holiday cheer.
We've seen people come more early because they're just simply ready. Our customers come in and just want to walk around the trees to, you know, start feeling the spirit of Christmas.
Tim Russell is one of them. He's not here to shop. Despite all the reminders of the pandemic, his mask and social distancing, just being here brings a little light into this time of darkness.
Part of the tradition is getting out and the hustle and bustle and seeing people and kind of being associated with Christmas again.
It's a busy day at the tree lot, Black Friday. Some families hit the malls, Fritz Ruthling and his family buy a tree.
This is something that we can do to kind of latch on to a sense of normalcy when this has been such a horribly abnormal year and taken such a stress on so many people, you know, ourselves included.
The holidays are going to be a lot different this year. Friends and extended family can't visit. Some traditions are on hold. That sense of change or disruption hit Lauren Martin over Thanksgiving. Buying a tree with her daughter is one way she's trying to capture the essence of the holiday.
Because a lot of the extra is stripped away. And so you have to really think about, like, what does it mean to be thankful? A lot of that goes down to, like, the deep intrinsic ideas that we carry around with us, but often disappear because there's so much extraneous. So family and friends and the fact that we're here and we're alive.
Here and alive. A couple of gifts for 2020 that deserve to be under every Christmas tree. For WKNO News and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.